Chapter 4 Medom. For a moment, all eyes were fixed apprehensively upon meters and recorders, but there was no immediate cause for alarm. The builders of the Dauntless had builded well. Her outer screen, the lightest of her series of four, was carrying the attacker's load with no sign of distress.
"Strap down, everybody," the expedition's commander ordered then. "Inert her, Hen. Match velocity with that base."
And as Master Pilot Henry Henderson cut his Bergenholm, the vessel lurched wildly aside as its intrinsic velocity was restored. Henderson's fingers swept over his board as rapidly and as surely as those of an organist over the banked keys of his console, producing not chords and arpeggios of harmony, but roaring blasts of precisely controlled power. Each key-like switch controlled one jet. Lightly and fleetingly touched, it produced a gentle urge. At sharp, full contact, it yielded a mighty, solid shove. Depressed still farther, so as to lock into any one of a dozen notches, it brought into being a torrent of propulsive force of any desired magnitude which ceased only when its key release was touched. And Henderson was a virtuoso. Smoothly, effortlessly, but in a space of seconds, the great vessel rolled over, spiraled, and swung until her landing jets were in line and exerting 5 gravities of thrust. Then, equally smoothly, almost imperceptibly, the line of force was varied until the flame-enshrouded dome was stationary below them. Nobody, not even the 2 other master pilots, and least of all Henderson himself, paid any attention to the polished perfection, the consummate artistry of the performance. That was his job. He was a master pilot, and one of the hallmarks of his rating was the habit of making difficult maneuvers look easy.
"Take him now, Chief, can't we, huh?"
Chatway, the chief firing officer, did not say those words. He did not need to. The attitude and posture of the CFO and his subordinates made the thought tensely plain.
"Not yet, Chatty," the lensman answered the unsent thought. "We'll have to wait until they englobe us so we can get them all. It's got to be all or none. If even one of them gets away, or even has time to analyze and report on the stuff we're going to use, it'll be just too bad."
He then got in touch with the officer within the beleaguered base, and renewed the conversation at the point at which it had been broken off.
"We can help you, I think, but to do so effectively we must have clear ether. Will you please order your ships away or out of even extreme range?"
"For how long? They can do irreparable damage in one rotation of the planet."
1/20th of that time at most. If we can't do it in that time, we can't do it at all. Nor will they direct many beams at you, if any. They'll be working on us.